Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiao Lan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn something very trendy and very important to our health, which is called organic. We have Karun Prashan joining us. Karun, she's the founder and CEO of Simply Gum. Hi, Karun, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, 你好.
你好.
Karun, we know that you founded a fascinating company a couple of years ago, challenging a massive industry, chewing gum and the candy industry. And you launched an incredible product working on healthier, organic, and also tastier chewing gum. And can you share with us how you came up with this idea?
Yes, absolutely. So first of all, thank you for having me. So Simply Gum was an idea I had about 3 years ago. And the idea behind it was really that there are no natural chewing gum options in the market. Once I started doing research, I realized just how horrible chewing gum actually is. It turns out that it's made of a plastic base plus artificial sweeteners, artificial preservatives, some very controversial like BHT and aspartame, which I'm sure many of you have heard of. Mm-hmm. And so it was really shocking to me because I didn't realize how bad chewing gum actually was. Mm-hmm. And that was very disturbing. And it turns out also that in the US, companies are not even required to list all of their ingredients on the actual packaging label.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So many people have no idea that what they're chewing is so horrible. And so after learning all this, I decided to go ahead and start the company on my own and make a better, healthier option for chewing gum.
How cool. Right. So you were a big chewer before you started the company, I guess.
I was.
Is chewer a good word to describe?
I was a chewing gum connoisseur.
Yeah.
I had started in many other areas of my life, started becoming more healthy. So
yeah.
I was choosing to buy organic mm-hmm. foods and groceries in terms of fruits and vegetables and things like that, household cleaning products, beauty products. So in almost every aspect of my life, I was turning towards healthier options.
Right.
But gum was one of those few categories.
You couldn't find.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So organic, the way to say that in Chinese, it's 有机.
有机.
有机. And it's very straightforward. 有 means to have something. And the character, the shape of the character in thousands of years ago, that was actually a person's hand with some meat mm-hmm. on top of the hand. And of course, meat was the symbol to represent someone who has in comparison with to have not. So to have, it's yo is a third tone. So you see, you actually did perfectly. You went down first and then up later. So yo, that's to have. And it's a very useful word. So when someone asks you, do you have time? And you say yo, means, yeah, I have time. And when people say, do you have time? You say, no, I don't. Then you say 没有. 没有, may means no. So negative, don't have. So 没有, that means you don't have it. So 有 means to have. And then the second character, organic, that means life. 鸡.
鸡.
鸡 is like a G-E-E, 鸡. 鸡, 有鸡.
鸡.
鸡. So it's a first tone, so just make it flat and you can make it slightly longer. 鸡.
鸡.
鸡. And you know what? This sound, different character though, is also the year of rooster. You know, the year of rooster 2017.
Oh, yeah.
And 鸡 is the way to pronounce rooster or chicken or hen.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Okay, so it's a useful word. So if you can pronounce it, you can use it in all different occasions. Like now, 有鸡, that means organic.
有鸡. I like that it means to have life, because that really is what we view organic as being.
It is. So I'm fascinated that you managed to find the organic substitute for those horrible plastic wax and artificial substance. And that must be quite a lot of try and error process. Your kitchen must have been like a laboratory.
Exactly. It was a lot of trial and error over the course of many, many months. Mm-hmm. And in many cases, we actually just took out instead of substituting. So in many cases, there is no need to have a horrible chemical preservative, for example. So a lot of it was just paring down, simplifying. You know, the name of our chewing gum company is called Simply Gum.
Right.
And that's our mission is to really inspire people to live simply. And so to that end, we only have a few ingredients in our gum versus the 80 plus synthetic ingredients that are in conventional gum.
Right.
So a lot of it was just taking out and paring it down to its simplified form, removing all the extraneous synthetics, and then the remaining ingredients we used natural organic versions.
Right. Okay. That sounds cool. So when you mentioned that there was a certain stage of your life and you wanted to have a healthier living, so a lot of things you use, some things around you, you started choosing 有机 products. And in this case, can you share with us, because lots of consumers, including myself, we often try to differentiate, okay, should I go for 有机 avocado or a normal avocado? Or should I go for 有机 shampoo? Or actually, it doesn't really make any difference. So not everything required to be 有机, I think. But what are the most crucial things? Something we eat? Something we touch most?
Yeah, I mean, I think really whenever you can, I think it is good, because people oftentimes will say, oh, well, food is the obvious one because you are consuming it and putting it in your body. But at the same time, beauty products or household cleaners, that they still will touch your skin. So in the case of lotion, that's being absorbed directly into the pores of your skin. It's not even going through your regular digestive tract. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, your body is absorbing the same, if not more, than if you were consuming it through your mouth. Mm-hmm. So I think that really it's good when you can to use natural versions. They don't have to be certified organic. They don't necessarily have to be organic at all, but at least synthetic free. That's really what I try to do, is to at least not use synthetic chemicals if possible.
Yeah. One thing about your Simply Gums, because there are a lot of organic ingredients, and as a result, they're biodegradable as well.
That's right. So that's a great point. I'm glad you mentioned this, because regular chewing gum, because it's made of plastic, actually contributes to the millions of tons of plastic waste, since plastic's not biodegradable. So it's actually horrible for the environment. Mm-hmm. In our case, because we're not using plastic, we're not only better for your body, but we're also better for the environment.
So since it's biodegradable, do you think at some point we can convince Singaporean government to make a Simply Gum the only certified gum provider in Singapore?
I hope so. I hope so.
Okay, great. What type of flavors do you have?
We have 6 flavors right now. So we have mint, ginger, cinnamon, fennel, maple, and coffee.
Wow, coffee chewing gum. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Which is the most popular one?
The most popular is still the most commonly seen gum, which is mint.
Right.
And that's followed by ginger. So ginger is actually becoming very, very popular right now. And so that's our second most popular flavor.
Ginger. That's interesting, because I noticed that in the Western world, ginger is often used as the ingredients for sweets. A lot of sweets and cookies, they have ginger. But ginger is actually a very effective ingredient in Chinese medicine.
Yes, that's right. Even in the U.S., a lot of people we hear are using it for, not for medicinal purposes, but for example, people who have nausea say that it helps them overcome nausea. So people are really seeming to enjoy our ginger gum.
Okay, today we talk about organic, and maybe we should have a little bonus talking about inorganic. So 有机 is organic, and then to say inorganic, which is non-organic, it's 无机.
无机.
无机. 无, that means no, zero, nothing. 无, it's a second tone. 无. A bit like a surname 吴, you probably came across some Chinese people. They have the surname 吴, W-U. That's the same sound. 吴.
吴.
吴. And 无机, that's inorganic.
无机.
无机, so a rock is inorganic. So that's 无机. But when you talk about, for example, when certified organic, then in this case, we can see an apple, which is organic apple and a normal apple. In this case, both are live, both are living things. And in this case, we can call the organic one 有机 apple. And then the other one, instead of calling 无机, because still life, 无机 means non-life. So in this case, we add a negative term else, in front of 有机. So we say 非有机. 非 means no. It means it's the negative of 有机. So we still recognize that apple is a living thing, but then we said it's non-organic. 非有机.
非有机.
Exactly. Now you got it. And then you can go to China and tell them, hi, my 口香糖 is 有机. They will be really impressed. Okay, so thank you so much, Karen, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese today. We talk about organic 有机. I hope you enjoy it. And please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.